Ursiel roared and flew at Sanya. The big man extended the saber, and the weapon took Ursiel high on one shoulder, plunging through muscle and sinew. Sanya braced himself as the demon's body hit him, and though the impact drove his feet back across 6 inches of concrete, he held it up and away from me. Shiro let out a ringing cry I wouldn't have believed the little old man could make, and Ursiel screamed, thrashing and flailing. Sanya shouted something in what sounded like Russian and drove forward with both hands on the hilt of the impaling saber, overbearing Ursiel and sending the demon sprawling onto his back. Sanya followed, staying close, and I saw him throw his weight onto the demon as he twisted the hilt of the saber thrust through it. He'd been too aggressive. Ursiel's paw hit him squarely upon one shoulder, and I heard the snap of breaking bone. The blow threw the young man away from the demon, and he rolled across the ground and into a wall, an explosive breath of pain forced from him as he hit. Ursiel recovered its feet, tore the saber from its shoulder with a jerk of its jaws, and went after Sanya, but the white-haired old man menaced its flank, forcing it away from the wounded man and, incidentally, from me. For a few seconds, the old man and the demon circled each other. Then the demon lashed out at Shiro, a flurry of slashes with its claws. The old man ducked them, retreating, his sword flickering and cutting. Twice he left cuts on the demon's paws, but though it screamed in rage, it only seemed to grow less intimidated, more angry. The old man's breathing grew visibly labored. "Age," Ursiel's voice purred amidst its attack. "Death comes, old man. Its hand is on your heart now, and your life has been spent in vain."
"Let him go!"
spat the old man between breaths. Ursiel laughed again, and the green pair of eyes glowed brighter. Another voice, this one not at all beautiful, the words twisted and snarling, said,
"Stupid preacher! Time to die, like the Egyptian did."
Shiro's expression changed from stolid, controlled ferocity to something much sadder, much more resolved. He faced the demon for a moment, panting, and then nodded.
"So be it."
The demon drove forward, and the old man gave ground, slowly forced into a corner of the alley. He seemed to be doing pretty well until one close swipe of the demon's claws caught the glowing silver blade near its hilt and sent it spinning away. The old man gasped and pressed back against the corner, panting, holding his right hand against the left side of his chest.
"So it ends, knight," purred the smooth demon voice of Ursiel.
"Aye,"
the old man agreed quietly. He looked up above him, at a fire escape platform 10 feet off the ground. A shadowed figure dropped over the rail of the platform, steel rasping as it did. There was a low thrum of power, a flash of silver, and the hiss of a blade cutting the air. The shadowy figure landed in a crouch beside the creature. The demon Ursiel jerked once, body stiffening. There was a thump. Then its body toppled slowly over to one side, leaving its monstrous head lying on the alley floor. The light died from its four eyes. The third knight rose away from the demon's corpse. Tall and broad-shouldered, his close-cut hair dark and feathered with silver, Michael Carpenter snapped the blade of his broadsword, Amorakius, to one side, clearing droplets of blood from it. He put it back into its sheath, staring down at the fallen demon, and shook his head. Shiro straightened, his breathing quick but controlled, and went to Michael's side. He gripped the larger man's shoulder and said, "It had to be done." Michael nodded. The smaller knight recovered the second sword, cleared the blade, and returned it to its wooden sheath. Not far from me, the third knight, the young Russian, pushed himself up from the ground. One of his arms dangled uselessly, but he offered the other to me. I took his hand and rose on wobbly legs.
"You are well?"
he asked, his voice quiet.
"Peachy," I responded, wobbling.
He arched an eyebrow at me, then shrugged, and went to recover his blade from the alley floor. The after effects of the soul gaze had finally begun to fade, and the simple shock and confusion began to give way to a redundant terror. I hadn't been careful enough. One of the bad guys had caught me off guard, and without intervention, I would have been killed to death. It wouldn't have been anything quick and painless, either. Without Michael and his two companions, the demon Urseal would have torn me limb from literal limb, and I wouldn't have been able to do a damn thing about it. I had never encountered a psychic presence of such raw magnitude as upon the great stone cliff face. Not up close and personal like that, anyway. The first shot I'd taken at him had surprised and annoyed him, but he had been ready for the second blast and swatted aside my magical fire like an insect. Whatever Urseal had been, he had been operating on a completely different order of magnitude than a mere punk of a mortal wizard like me. My psychic defenses aren't bad, but they had been crushed like a beer can under a bulldozer. That, more than anything, scared the snot out of me. I had tried my psychic strength against more than a few bad guys, and I had never felt so badly outclassed. Oh, I knew there were things out there stronger than me, sure, but none of them had ever jumped me in a dark alley.